Praise God, the blog talk is up. If anybody wants to talk about their experience from this afternoon, would you press 1 on the blog talk? Press 1 on the blog talk. If you would like to talk about your experience from praying in the spirit, some of you probably pray longer than that, but this is, you know, some of the babies, they never done that before. 4635, your mic is open. 4635, can you hear me on the blog talk? Let me see here. Can you hear me on the blog talk? Oh. Yes. So 4635, you can't hear me? Wait a minute.
I hear you.
I can hear
Hello?
You now. Yes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Who is this, please?
This is Laura.
Okay, Laura.
Okay. I got to tell you, I can get a little scary when I'm speaking in tongues because sometimes I have gone into that travail thing that you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened. And anyway, this afternoon I was walking through the house. I started in the kitchen. And it goes around the circle upstairs and downstairs. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
I go around upstairs and go downstairs, and my last stop on the main floor was by the front door, and then I go up the front steps, and I see a guy's hand there, and I'm going, oh, the homeless guy's here on the front porch. And I thought, well, it's a little damp. You should go ahead and make him some food and take it out. And then I thought, on my way up, while I was cooking, I thought, shoot, if he heard me, he might have just took off. And I went out on the front porch, and this guy's garbage and stuff was laying around and clothes and stuff. And I thought, oh, man, I scared this guy up. He's wondering what's going on in her house. And instead I found him. And while I was cooking him a burger, I was praying for shalom and peace, you know, and for comfort. And when I went outside, he was still there. He was curled up in a ball, sleeping in a corner on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so that was a good thing. I gave him the trench coat that I got him. He got up and he came to the door, and I got him a comforter, a denim one. And then he reached his hand out. He just needed some human touch. He wanted to shake my hand. His hands were so filthy, and it just, my heart was breaking. And I thought, Lord, you can't let him in. So anyway, I know he was more comfortable than he was. I'm going to tell you what else happened. Great. My mom called and spoke with me tonight.
Praise God.
And she seemed to be in her right mind.
Praise God.
Yeah, that was a praise God. And in fact, the reconciliation, that bringing back to life, restoration.
Mm-hmm.
She had mentioned that she knows that she thinks that I've neglected her and let her go for years. And I said, Mom, I never once thought that. I said, you've done everything you could to help me. I said, I'm the one that left home years ago and deserted you. I said, that's what I keep saying. We need to talk and discuss this. You can't reach someone else's mind. And unless we talk and can work this out, no matter where anybody moves, it's always going to be there. Oh, to me, that was a big praise God.
Praise God. Praise
anyway,
God.
Anyway, I thank you. I thank you. And I hung in there with you. In fact, I might have kept going for a while longer than you. I had a bunch of stairs.
You probably
but anyway, I thank you. And I thank you, all you brothers and sisters out there. Let's just keep doing it. Let's just keep going.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes, that's right. In fact, I found out that when I was at my mom's another time and I was praying, and every now and then just tongues will come out in the middle of a prayer when I'm singing.
Mm-hmm.
And she had told somebody that I scared her. I was down there speaking in a different language and waving my arms and stuff. And I thought all that somebody had to do was tell me that it scared her. I don't do it. I try not to do it, you know, that often around other people. I thought at my mom's house was a safe place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, it's going to be. It is. It's getting better. I just want to thank you. Keep doing it.
I'm going to do that until Jesus comes. Praise God.
There you go. There you go. Amen. Amen.
6045. Your mic is open. 6045.
Yes, it's Mary. Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you hear me? Yes. So I first started out just sitting down, just normal tone, just speaking in tongues. And I started to stand up and just, the tongue, you know, speaking tongue just got stronger and stronger. And all of a sudden, it's just that sense of urgency and sense of, I guess, how the Bible calls it, when you start praying in tongues, it says the Holy Spirit, your spirit is actually the one praying. So there was just that urgency and just that feeling, just that tightness in the stomach and travailing and just crying. I'm an emotional person. I just my normal self, as you can probably tell. But it usually I'll start speaking in tongues, and as I go longer and longer, and all of a sudden it's just that feeling that comes over you, and I'm assuming that would be the Holy Spirit, my spirit speaking through me and talking to God, just how the Bible describes it, where you're just travailing and just having that urgency and just wailing. When you said some wail, well, that would be me. I wail when I pray. So that's pretty much what, when I do start in the beginning, it's just normal. But as I go on and on, it goes into the point where I'm just wailing and crying out to God. And just that, like I said, that urgency, it's, I guess the Bible calls it with moaning and just, for some reason, I don't know why, I was just holding my stomach because it's so strong. And usually it starts in the belly, and it's just, I cry. You know, I cry a lot when I speak. When I'm speaking from my heart, I do get emotional. So that's usually the experience that I have. Sometimes it's just normal, but sometimes it can get that dramatic, as the Bible would call it, when your spirit is actually speaking to God, and it's not you no longer praying, but now the your own spirit speaking. I don't know what I was praying for. I did ask, you know, when you said just to be quiet. I didn't have a revelation, but maybe someday the Lord. Sometimes I feel like when the Lord does, when I do speak in tongues, I will say sentences.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that is what God is telling me. There are times when I do that, all of a sudden I speak in English.
And
I believe that's what God is translating. The Holy Spirit is translating it for me. So that was my experience for this afternoon.
Yeah, what happened is when you started out, then the Holy Spirit will begin to pray the will of God. Like you might be praying for somebody in Tanzania or somewhere, all right? You may be interceding for somebody in Africa or Great Britain or somewhere, but then you're praying the will of God and you praying the purpose of God, and you might even be praying for somebody laying in a coma. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
You're praying the will of God at that particular
point. Exactly.
It's so wonderful. Yes. So wonderful.
Perfect. Perfect will.
Right. Thank you.
You're not through me. Thank you.
Next. Uh-huh. What is this? I can barely see it. 9895. It's the last.
Hi, Dr. Erica.
Hey.
Okay. Hi, Dr. Erica. It's Amanda. During the praying in the tongues, I usually like to praise the Lord, worship the Lord, welcome the Holy Spirit, and quote scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was after that, I go into praying in tongues. And so when I was praying in tongues, that word when you had said Vanguard this week. You were teaching on the Vanguard and the whole and the angels that would go forth to make way first. So I could see in the spirit that these angels, these Vanguard angels, were going forth, and that the angels of God were going after them. And after that, I got this scripture, Psalm 27:13. Mm-hmm. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yes.
That's the scripture that came to me after, yes, you know, during the prayer, mm-hmm, during that 15-minute time.
Praise God. Praise God. Just praise God. You're going to hear something. Just hang in here a minute or two.
Okay.
0159.
Hello? Yes, 0159. Hello, Dr. Erica. Hello, Teline family. This is Donna.
Praise the Lord.
I was going to tell, wow. So when we were doing the prayer in tongues, mm-hmm, when I first started, I started off kind of, you know, just starting it up, and I felt my heart flexing like a muscle. I felt like God was doing something with my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt like I was surrounded, that all of heaven was praising God. And
mm-hmm,
and I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, let me pray through you. So I started going further and further, and I just felt transformative power, God. I just felt like, wow, it was pretty amazing. I felt like my heart was being drawn by God closer and closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally felt like my heart, you know, like it was being pulled, like almost like my physical heart was being pulled.
Mm-hmm.
And some other things were revealed that I'm still studying up on, but it basically is, I'm still studying up on this great cloud of witnesses, you know, because I felt that I experienced that, and it's not the first time, and I was pretty amazed. It was like, it was amazing stuff going on. It felt like I went to a heavenly realm, and I literally, a lot of times when I'm praying in tongues, I feel like it's a conversation, but I felt like this time God was showing me. I was thinking all this time I was having a conversation with God, but what God was showing me was, no, the Holy Spirit in you is having a conversation with Father God, and
yeah,
you're just kind of like, you know, you just chill, you know, and this is blowing, and it's like, and it's like a back and forth conversation, like a whole thing. Like, I'm like, but I don't even hear it all. I can see some of it. So I see some,
mm-hmm,
of it. I hear some of it. But, but yeah, I was brought to tears too, sisters and brothers. I was brought to tears too. At the end, I was like, oh, Lord Jesus, you love us so much. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. You got my heart. Okay, you got it. So I was like, take it, you know. It was so beautiful, and it was so great. I was in the office with my husband, and he didn't say nothing. He just let me. I was just praying in tongues, and I was just all the way gone, and he was just sitting over there and said nothing. And it was so peaceful and wonderful. So praise the Lord. That's all I got.
Praise the Lord. Jesus is wonderful. 4074. Your mic is open. 4074. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Now I can hear you. I couldn't hear you before.
Oh, it was just real simple. It was like a catapult. And God said to me, continue, and I will show you great things. And it really made me want to really, really pray in tongues. It was like I really, and even when we hung up, all day around here, I was praying in tongues and praising God.
Praise God.
God. So this really makes me want to do that, because I feel like if I do that, I'm going to know something. You know, I'm going to know what I need to know.
You sound so peaceful. You weren't asleep, were you?
No, I was cleaning up. I just finished cleaning up my kitchen because I finished feeding my neighbors. And I come up here and was doing a little something in the bedroom. I'm getting ready to get in this sack.
Okay, yeah, me too. In a few minutes.
That was so good. That was so good, Dr. Erica. It's like a catapult. It's like, whoom. I'm really, and I wakes up at 3 in the morning. Woo,
mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I thank God for that. I thank God for that.
Praise him. He's worthy. He is
yes,
so worthy.
I love him. He's
okay.
So good.
Yeah. 7718. 7718. Your mic is open. Y'all want to talk? 7718. Seven seven one eight. You don't want to talk, right? 0942. 0942.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, it's Kim. You were saying it was 7718. I think you hit the wrong button.
Oh, I did.
Because I kept saying hello, hello, I'm here.
Oh, wait a minute.
Want to talk.
Okay, go ahead then. You got it. 7718.
All right, Dr. Erica. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Blessings. So real quick, a few things. My dad, update on my dad. You were talking
mm-hmm.
about premature death.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, his mother died at the age of 40. His father died at the age of 60. So before he got saved, he kept saying, literally, I'm going to die. My whole family, you know, in my bloodline, not in those exact words, they died at the age of 60.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he's saved, he's not saying that anymore. He doesn't even speak of it.
That's right.
So that's one of the new transformations that's happening to him from being saved, is that he's not speaking that over himself anymore. The other thing was, what you don't know is that yesterday, or I believe it was yesterday, the days are just blending in now when you're talking about resurrection power life.
Mm-hmm.
You did that during the lunch hour, and I worked during the day. So I never got a chance to hear that message. But during the day, the Holy Spirit kept giving me that word. He said resurrection power. So I did a post on Facebook, and I just said, you know, I'm praying for resurrection power. Let the dry bones come alive. And I just said that. And then when I listened to your message, I was like, whoa. I said, okay, that's confirmation. So. And then when you were praying this morning and you started releasing resurrection power is this, resurrection power is that, I literally felt an impartation, like something was happening on the inside, and I started crying. And that doesn't happen that often, so I was just so blessed. And then today during the 15-minute prayer, that's usually how when I'm in prayer, I pray in the spirit, and I pause, and I listen, and it's almost like God – at least with me and my relationship with God, it's almost like he's like, okay, now I can talk to you. And he literally starts downloading and pouring lots of information. And but at that time, it was almost like he was just loving on me. He's like, I see you, daughter. I see your heart. I love you. And he was just loving on me in that moment. So, yeah. Yep.
It's so wonderful. You see what's happening is, We're in one accord. Are y'all following this? The Bible says when on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, it said they were in one place of one mind, but that in the Bible, mind translates to heart. One heart, one mind, meaning they were in complete one accord. And what God is doing, he's putting a group of people together that are in one heart and in one mind. And remember what God said when they were trying to build that Tower of Babel. He said, the people, if they do that, they cannot be stopped. When the people come together in one heart, in one mind, God said that there's nothing to stop them. And so I see it happening, and I see a lot. And you know what? When I find out what God is telling me about this premature death, and that's what he had told me. He said, too many people on this line have family members. He didn't say they. He said they have family members that have died prematurely. And he said he won't stop. He won't stop.
Amen.
So that means that they're dying, but it is not his will. We know the Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and then the judgment. But Satan can steal your life through premature death and things like that. So after we get off of here, somebody needs to cut their phone down. After we get off here, I'm going to ask them to explain it to you more thoroughly. I did start it, but I know that I'm nowhere near where I need to be able, where I can explain it with a reasonable amount of intelligence. So he's going to give me the prayer for it and everything, and how you do it, how you stop it. That's what I'm excited about.
Amen.
Amen. Can I add something? This is Laura. Something else that makes me even better.
As long as it's not crazy, Laura. As long as it's not crazy.
No. I had probably a year ago when my mom and I were in the car and it wasn't going well. I told her that, I kind of word cursed myself, saying that if this couldn't work out, if God couldn't work out this relationship some way, I hope he would take 10 years off my life. And
what does that mean?
Man, I wanted God to kill me earlier if I couldn't resolve things between my family. And so by having my mom call and talk to me today, that was a big problem.
Okay, Laura, that's crazy. You know what I mean? When you said that, you were not in your right mind.
No, I wasn't.
And I don't want to live that with you again. So I want you to rebuke that right now. Command those words to fall to the ground and die, and break the self-inflicted curse off yourself.
Well, I thought I had done that. But when you brought that up, I thought maybe I should mention it.
You know why I know you haven't? Because you were about to cry. And any time you bring something up, and you experience the same emotions that you felt during that time, that means there's still some bondage in you with that thing, whatever it is. And that goes for those of you that are listening. If you can't tell the story that God brought you through or brought you out without any kind of emotional attachment or emotional effect, that means that there's a part of you that still is holding on to something, or is holding on to you, and you're not delivered from that. Okay?
Okay, that makes sense. But sometimes I cry because there's tears of joy. But
I know,
yeah,
but
that could be.
That was not joy. It was misery.
Well, let's get somebody on with good stories. We don't want to end it with a misery one.
Well, it's
I
not,
think
it's
I can
not.
Do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was me. So
all right.
About 20 years ago, my mom took a trip to Colombia, and I was not really walking with the Lord. I knew him. I knew of him. I still could, you know, speak in tongues and pray in the spirit. And I remember going to bed, and something inside me said, get up and pray. And I said, okay. So I started praying in the spirit, and I just kept praying and praying. And then finally a gentle voice said, okay, you can go to bed. When my mom came back from Colombia, she told me how she got really sick, and she must have had, like, some type of food poisoning because whatever she ate. And in the middle of the night, she literally felt like just really sick and just really this illness really hit her. But mm-hmm. she said in the middle of the night she could feel this warmth come over her and like something lifted. And mm-hmm. she felt so much better. And I told her what I did and she started crying. She was like, right. I knew it. She's like, I knew it. And so even while I wasn't walking that close with the Lord was still able to use me to minister to my mom, the Holy Spirit inside of me, not me, but the Holy Spirit inside of me. And mm-hmm. and that is the first experience I had with the power of intercession, because you just don't know, and you don't know how those prayers move and travel and how the operation, just being a vessel and being willing, because I could have easily turned over and kept going to bed like, oh, whatever. But I prayed and I pressed in hard, and then mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit released me to go back to sleep. So,
praise God, mm-hmm. praise God.
Yeah.
Is anybody else left that wanted
to? I am.
Okay, go ahead.
Dr. Erica.
Yes.
Hi, this is Melody. I just wanted to say it was my first time, and I I've never prayed that long, for in the spirit. So, it was just. I was just following along with you, but mm-hmm. it's like I'm watching stuff move, but I could see the light, and I'm watching lights move around me. I don't know what stuff is. Like, ever since you told me, like, everything I've been receiving, I've been trying mm-hmm. to pray about it or to, like, look it up, like how you said. So I'm, like, trying to, like, just kind of be observant right now. But at the end of it, it was like, I don't know, I cry a lot when I, because sometimes it will just come and I could be driving or something. But mm-hmm. tonight was the first time that I had it where I heard when you said to be quiet after, and I mm-hmm. heard seek me. So I know I'm doing what I need to do, because everything's kind of lining up with whatever you speak about in your show. It's like mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'm getting all my notes together. But I just mm-hmm. I just trying to be in that place. But tonight it just felt like I felt like I'm becoming closer in my relationship with God, and it just mm-hmm. it makes me feel so happy. The joy that I feel, it's mm-hmm. it's like I feel like I can, no matter what happens, I know that I have that peace inside me, and it just makes everything feel, just feels so good.
What word did you hear?
Seek me.
Seek me.
Yeah.
Seek me. Now, if you take all of those words that you all got, that would be a notable, undeniable prophetic word from God. You hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
You got,
praise God,
a undeniable seek me. And if we would go over them all again, they all would make a message. They all
Amen,
would
Lord.
Form sentences. A word from God. What kind of word would that be? Rhema.
Yes.
A rhema word. Spoken word. Right now. For this season. For this time. And all of your words basically said something pertaining to you and your intimacy with God, or a message for the body of Christ to form a more intimate relationship with him. I am really, really happy. Now, one of you said you got a word oh man, it was a precursor to me getting this message here about the premature death and how to overcome it and stop it. So as soon as I can, I don't know, I'm gonna try to have it back in the morning, but I may not because of the fact I'm going to do this. I am going to pray, and I'm probably going to come back on air from 11:45 to 12:15, because that's when the high satanic holiday comes in. You know, the one they worship for Halloween.
Yes.
See, we've been battling a real battle here, and God has called you all forth at a time which is right smack dab in the middle of a satanic calendar holiday. Did you know that?
Yes.
He called you, he's calling you and equipping you right
yes.
in the middle of when witches and Satanists and Luciferians and all of those that work on the dark side are getting what? Doing their devilish stuff, making their sacrifices and carrying on. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
You ought to really be thanking God that he counted you worthy.
Yes.
Worthy. He counted you worthy.
Dr. Erica.
He counted you worthy.
Dr. Erica.
Use you. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. May I say something real quick?
Yes.
The premature death. I was going to tell you, my dad's side, he died at 47. His mom died at 47. His sister died at 47. But when you had broke the cultural witchcraft off of me, like the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
I know that all stopped with me because it's my daughter and I are the ones. I know I'm the spiritual head of my household.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
when you were talking about premature death and you were mentioning how the Lord brought it up, I was like, but I knew that was part of that in my family line from my dad's side.
See, God is never wrong. And that's why I'm going to get off this airways and I'm going to receive from him how to break it completely in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God said that he give us life. Jesus is life.
Dr. Erica?
Yes. Who is that, please?
Oh, this is Richard.
Okay.
Yeah, could I share my what I learned from this morning's prayer and teaching?
Sure.
Yeah, what I got out of it within those 15 minutes, because life gets pretty busy. And so I sat there with my wife and we began to pray for those 15 minutes. And I learned to be quiet and just wait. And God gave me the impression after we finished praying is the letters with the name Ezekiel. So I guess that's something that I have to, through the week, study.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I got out this morning was taking the time, God gives us 24 hours in one day, 24 box cards. And from that day, for us to give back to God the 10% of that,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
dedicating that part.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at things in a different perspective, everything that we do to give God the 10%. So throughout the day, my wife shared with me the story about the man that had the field, and where it says in the Bible that don't harvest the corners of the
mm-hmm.
fields,
mm-hmm.
leave the corners to the poor
mm-hmm.
and the needy. And now it says, what I got out of it is that you leave that for other people. In other words, leaving that time or leaving those things is going to take care of your fields.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what I got out of it is that through the 24 hours, if I separate that time, that 10%,
mm-hmm.
to God. That time that I spent with God will take care of the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It was, I got a lot out of it.
Praise God. How you doing, Richard?
Good, good. Yeah, a little busy, but good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is there anybody else care to add anything before I get off of here? I'll be back on here again because I'm going to be praying through the witching hour, the bewitching hour, which is 11:45 to 12:15. I'm not going to let the dark side control the day, meaning tomorrow. We're going to command the day tomorrow. Okay?
Yes, I'll be.
Amen.
I'll be up on 58-year-old. My 58-year-old Freemason uncle who's helping my mom. I think that was the spirit sent to me, that dog that attacked me in my dream.
I won.
He did. I did. I beat him.
Hound of hell.
In that dream. That was the first time that ever happened, that I felt like I was doing spiritual warfare in my dream. I feel like I won, except instead of telling my mom to call 911, which is, I guess, because she does that,
mm-hmm.
I should have said call Jesus. But anyway, thank
okay.
you, and I'll be.
Anybody else? Anybody else before I get ready to close?
This is Nilsa, Dr. Erica.
Oh, okay. Who is this, please?
Hello. Dr. Erica, this is Neil Sakin's mother.
Yes, okay.
Hello, Dr. Erica. I'm doing good, praise the Lord. Yes, I just want to share a little bit of, I'm kind of a nervous person to be talking publicly.
Don't worry about
it. It's okay.
Don't worry about
me.
It.
Okay. All my life I've been living with rebuking the enemy because I always remember my father died by the age 40. My brother died by the age 40. My little brother died by the age 8 in a car accident with my father. So I kind of, it's in my head, my mind, about how I always fight it because my father-in-law died by 60, my mother-in-law died by 40. So I remember when I was a little girl, or like maybe I was 11 years old when I lost my father. And I was thinking, I said, do I want to die also like him? And I was lonely, and I used to cry and say, Lord, I want to be with my father. But at the time, I don't know nothing about the Bible. I was just Catholic,
mm-hmm.
and I used to be like a Holy Mary this, and my father used to be Catholic, and I learned from him, and never knew what I know now. So the Lord has been so faithful to me because knowing that my father died in such a early age, knowing that I lost not only one brother but many other two little brothers, knowing that my mother-in-law died by age 40 with heart attack, knowing that my father-in-law died by 60 with heart attack. So my father, my husband come and repeat many times at home, oh, I'm going to be dying by day 60. Everybody died by day 60. So it's like this, the enemy used all these words for me, but I always fight as the knowing and aid of Jesus. The words say clearly, Psalm 91:16, with long life, I will satisfy you and I will show you salvation.
Show you my salvation, all right.
So I used to clean, and there are many other prisons, but praise the Lord is fighting, spiritual fighting. And I don't let it get to my heart, to my mind, to my heart. So thank God for the word of God. Oh, I was probably an OB around this world because I definitely not was orphaned by the age 11. When I talk about you orphan, I mean orphan because I wasn't even living home. I was very age separated from my family. So thank the Lord and thank you for the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I love you so much, Lord. That He's been there for me since I was 11 years old.
Wow. And we're going to break it. So, we're going to break it, and the Lord going to show us completely how to eradicate that. And all of your children and their children and your children's children's children will live a long and prosperous life. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. I was trying to find out. There it is. Are you still there? I was trying to find out who had that noise in the background. So I finally
did you hear
got
me?
It. I hear you well, but there was some noise in the background, and somebody wouldn't cut it off.
Yeah, my little grandson was chasing me everywhere. Yes, but I want to share the little bit. It's a lot more that I love some these days share with you. To me, and the Lord has been with me since day one, because my mother's room, I never discovered him too late. And thank you, Lord, because I always ask the good Lord, I love you. And I used to cry when somebody hurt him in the cross, and nobody's telling me how. I used to write somebody, as sweet as he is, and as lovely as he is, they hurt him. But I never understand why until I got into the Bible, until I read the Bible, into friends, older friends, neighbors start teaching me, and on, into right now with you, me and my daughter have been going long ways, and I'm learning more and more about the Bible and about Jesus. And
Amen.
I always been in love with him, so I never knew how to communicate with him. I never knew. I'm filled with speaking tongues on. But as more you grow, more you learn. As more you read it, more you listen, more you learn.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All right, y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to sign out so that I can come back at 11:45 to 12:15, and then come back at 6 a.m. God love you. Thank you for sharing. And you know what? I'm trying to find a song.
Nilsa?
Where is it at?
Thank you for sharing, Dr. Erica.
Oh, yeah. You know what? What can I say? We all love Jesus, and I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to reconnect people. And you're going to be on that mission, too, because God is raising y'all up from a missionary perspective to bring people to Jesus, So I'm on these different computers, so I couldn't find it. I could not find that song. But anyway, I'll just pray this one, and I'll be back at 11:45. I'm gonna try to finish that, and we're gonna destroy that whatever God shows me how to do that premature death.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you.
Have you ever met those who keep humming when the song's through? It's like they're living life to a whole different tune. And have you ever met those that keep hoping when it's hopeless? It's like they figured out what the rest haven't yet. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of you just got away with something wild. You just got away with something.
you. So when you're standing in the rain again, you might as well be dancing. Bubbling inside of you, spilling over cause your life is full. How incredible, undeniable, monumental like the Eiffel. Uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seat. Form it up, let go, shout it out. Celebrate when you can't articulate. Just say amazing grace. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of.
I got the real thing. I've got it.
Brown thing, and it's so good.
Oh, yeah. Of what he's done, and I can't keep it.
Lord, your way is perfect.
He took the shackles off my feet, and now I've got them victory, victory in the house of victory. All I do, victory, all I'm going in. I got victory.
Yes, Lord.
It's real good.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, Lord. It's real good. It's been good. It's been good. I gotta tell somebody what he's done. I can't keep it to myself. He's been that good.
Yeah, Lord.